have to devise campaign strategies to get elected and legislative strategies to implement their visions. Football coaches plan strategies for players to execute on the field. Parents trying to elicit good behavior from children must become amateur strategists. The children are pros. Good strategic thinking in such numerous diverse contexts remains an art. But its foundations consist of some simple basic principles, an emerging science of strategy, namely game theory. Our premise is that readers from a variety of backgrounds and occupations can become better strategists if they know these principles. Some people question how we can apply logic and science to a world where people act irrationally. It turns out that there is often method to the madness. Indeed, some of the most exciting new insights have come from recent advances in behavioral game theory, which incorporates human psychology and biases into the mix and thus adds a social element to the theory. As a result, game theory now does a much better job dealing with people as they are, rather than as we might like them to be. We incorporate these insights into our discussions. While game theory is a relatively young science, just over 70 years old, it has already provided many useful insights for practical strategists. But, like all sciences, it has become shrouded in jargon and mathematics. These are essential research tools, but they prevent all but the specialists from understanding the basic ideas. Our main motive for writing Thinking Strategically was the belief that game theory is too interesting and important to leave to the academic journals. The insights prove useful in many endeavors, business, politics, sports, and everyday social interactions. Thus, we translated the important insights back into English and replaced theoretical arguments with illustrative examples and case studies. We are delighted to find our view becoming mainstream. Game theory courses are some of the most popular electives at Princeton and Yale, and most other schools where they are offered. Game theory permeates strategy courses in MBA programs, and a Google search for game theory produces more than 6 million pages. You'll find game theory in newspaper stories, op-eds, and public policy debates. Of course, much of the credit for these developments belongs to others, to the Economics Nobel Prize Committee, which has awarded two prizes in game theory in 1994 to John Harsanyi, John Nash, and Reinhard Selten, and in 2005 to Robert Aumann and Thomas Schelling, to Sylvia Nasser, who wrote A Beautiful Mind, the best-selling biography of John Nash, to those who made the award-winning movie of the same name, and to all those who have written books popularizing the subject. We might even share a bit of the credit. Since publication, Thinking Strategically has sold 250,000 copies. It has been translated into numerous languages, and the Japanese and Hebrew translations have been bestsellers. We owe a special debt to Tom Schelling. His writings on nuclear strategies, particularly the strategy of conflict and arms and influence, are justly famous. In fact, Schelling pioneered a lot of game theory in the process of applying it to nuclear conflict. Michael Porter's competitive strategy, drawing on the lessons of game theory for business strategy, is equally important and influential. An annotated guide to the works of Schelling, Porter, and many others is provided in our further reading section. In this book, we do not confine the ideas to any particular context. Instead, we offer a wide range of illustrations for each basic principle. Thus, readers from different backgrounds will all find something familiar here. They will also see how the same principles bear on strategies in less familiar circumstances. We hope this will give them a new perspective on many events in news as well as history. We also draw on the shared experience of our readers, with illustrations from, for example, literature, movies, and sports. Serious scientists may think this trivializes strategy, but we believe that familiar examples are an effective vehicle for conveying the important ideas. The idea of writing a book at a more popular level than that of a course text came from Hal Varian, now at Google and the University of California, Berkeley.